I'll get closer. Torreway, Northwest London, Monday, Yisru Chag, Rabbi Elidov Stern, Shlita, Boy Priagofen. We've got a sponsor this week. This week's Torreway has been sponsored. Refu Shlema Shel Refol Moshe Ben Devoira, Sheizkel Refu Shlema Bekorov, Pesach Shachai Leisrael.
Going to discuss some halachas about someone who makes a mistake on makes the wrong bracha on a cup of wine. Instead of Bar Priagofen, he makes a different bracha. This is things that I just learned recently in my kollel. Specifically, we're going to discuss the halacha. What's the halacha if someone makes he takes a cup of wine and instead of Bar Priagofen, he says Bar Priya Eitz or Bar Priya Adama? What would be the halacha? It's yoytza the bracha. So, in Siman Reish Ches in Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham says, Ta'a, Magen Avraham in Sivkatan Chaf Beis in Reish Ches, Ta'a ubirich alayayin boirei priho eitz. Someone who, by mistake, makes a boirei priho eitz. Tzorich lachzor ulevarach bar priagofen. So the Magen Avraham says that if you would by mistake make a bar priho eitz, even b'diavad, you know yoitzo, and you have to make a new bracha, doesn't help at all. The Prima Godim over here brings down that there are achreinim huachelik. The Magen Avraham quotes b'shem atshuvas panim chadoshes and atshuvas re levi. I think the Prima Godim somewhere else says the Re Levi was actually the Taz's brother. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Prima Godim brings down that the Panim Iris is Chaylak, Chuvas Panim Meiris says you are Yotzo. And then he brings down that there's a Taz, he says a Taz is also Mavur that you are Yotzo. The Taz is in the Simon Reish Dalad and Sif Vav and Reish Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch says Halacha, that if you have some Zagim, which is some parts of a grape or something, and nasnu aleim te'enim, you put figs lechazek koyach hayayin in order to make the wine better. Even though the zagin, the grape part is the roiv mekamakon, well, you have the koyach of the figs. Ein levarich boir priagofen. You don't make a boir priagofen on this wine, which also has figs inside. You can't make a boir priagofen. So what bracha do you make? So the Taz brings that the Levush says, you make a shahakal. Says the Taz, Einoi nochlin, la niyaz daiti. The shahakal may have been kan. Why would you make a shahakal? The ilu loy ha yuwa te'enim ha yimavarach bar priagofen. Without the te'enim over here, without the figs, it's wine, you'd make bar priagofen. The achshav, now that you added the figs, loma yigara, why should it become worse? Mikoyach ha te'enim, shibichosen bar priagofen. So it was Bar Priagofen, and you added in these figs. Why should it be worse than the Te'enim, which are Bar Priagofen? Ela Pashet Shivarach Bar Priagofen. So it seems to be Pashet that the Taz understood that even though the right, correct bracha for Yain is Bar Priagofen, if you'd make a Bar Priagofen, you Yoitzel. So in a case where you mix in something into the wine, which is a Ha'etz, and because of that thing you can't make a Ha'gofen, says the Taz, it's Pashet, you'll make a Ha'etz. Because the Te'enim are Ha'etz, and it seems to be the Taz understood as Pashas, that Ha'etz is an appropriate bracha also for Yayin. Akapanim in a situation where you can't make the Hagafen. says the Prima Godim that the Taz is being Chaylik on this Magen Avraham. That says that if you make a Bairi Pri Ha'etz, you're not Yoitzah B'chalal, and you need a new bracha. So we have a Machlaikas Taz and Magen Avraham. Actually, this Shittas HaMagen Avraham is actually a Mefurash HaTosfos in Brachas Daf Yud Beis. Sugis in Brachas Daf Yud Beis discuss when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you had Kavanah for one Bracha, and then you conclude with a different bracha. And the bracha that you had kavana for, you wouldn't be yotze with, but you concluded with the correct bracha. So Tosis over there is mavur that once a case like this would be if you were planning to say Boyer Priho Eitz on wine, and you said Boyer Priha Gefen, Tosis mavur that that's a mussel of a case where when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you didn't have kavano for the correct bracha and you wouldn't be yotze. The Gemara is talking about a case where you wouldn't be yotze. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, Halacha Lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura brings down that there's poiskim, he brings down there's a machlekes poiskim, what to do, and he says, Halacha Lemaisa, Safek Brachas Lahakal, and therefore if you make a Bari Priho Eitz on Yayin, you shouldn't make a new bracha, because it's Safek Brachas Lahakal. That's the Psak of the Mishnah Brura. Lemaisa, the Kiva Eger over here in Shulchan Aruch has a question on the Magen Avraham. And he asked the same question on the Tosfos, which is Mavur like the Magen Avraham in Brachas Daf Yud Beis. Kiva Eger also Bleib Shver on Tosfos. So I want to discuss a bit of Kiva Eger's question, and maybe we'll have an afkemino what the halacha would be according to the Magen Avraham, who says that you're not yotze with a Boyer Priha Eitz. What would be the halacha if you make a Boyer Priha Adama on Yayin? Maybe we'll have an afkemino what the halacha is going to be in Boyer Priha Adama. But before I get to Kiva Eger's question, I just want to give some of the background information of the halachas of these Brachas. So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Ketzad Mevarchin tells us like this. Ketzad Mevarchin al HaPeris. The Flamed here, Medalev. What bracha do you make on Peris? Al Peris ha'ilon, on fruits that grow on a tree, hu oimer boirei pri ha'etz. Chutz min ha'yayin, sh'al ha'yayin hu oimer boirei pri ha'gefen. So yayin is considered also, even though now it's wine, but be'etzem, technically, it's considered a fruit because this is what the grapes grew for. So it's shayich to Boyer Priya Eitz, but this is an exception. All pears make a Boyer Priya Eitz. Chutz min ayayin. You say Boyer Priya Gefen. Al pears ha'aretz on vegetables, fruit that grow from the ground. Who oimer Boyer Priya Adama. Chutz min apas. Shal apas who oimer moitzi lachem min aretz. And Rashi explains that these two exceptions, the exception to Boyer Priya ha'etz, which is yayin, and the exception to Boyer Priha Adama, which is pas, Rashi says, "Metuich chashivusoi kovu lebracha laatzmoi bayayin v'chein bepas." These things are more chashiv, and therefore Chazal wanted you to have a miyuchadik bracha. Don't make the what would seemingly be the normal, appropriate bracha, which is Boyer Priha Eitz for yayin and Boyer Priha Adama for pas. Don't make that bracha, which is that the category would fall under. Make a miyuchadik bracha Boyer Priha Gafen hamoitzi lachem min haaretz. So that's the klal of the chiv of Boyer Priya Gefen, to make a special bracha. The Mishnah on Daf Mem discusses what happens if someone makes an incorrect bracha on different foods. So the Mishnah tells us, Birich al peiros ilon Boyer Priya Adama yotza. If you make a Boyer Priya Adama on fruit that grow on a tree, you're yotza. Al peiros ha'aretz boirei pri ha'etz lo yotza. If you would make on fruit that grew from the ground on vegetables a boirei pri ha'etz lo yotza. Val kulam im amam shahakol niya bedvara yotza. If you say shahakol niya bedvara anything, you could be yotza. So the Gemara over here on the base has a machloikis. This klal that you say shahakol on anything, does this apply to yayin and pas also? Marsh says, Itmar Ravuna Amar, this klal of Shahakal, our Kulam Shahakal, Ravuna Amar, Chutz mina pasu mina yayin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu pas v'yayin. So similarly, the machlokes is, because pas and yayin are these special things which Chazal took out of the appropriate bracha and said they need a special bracha, don't make the regular bracha that they would category that would fall under, make a special, unique bracha. So if you make Shahakal, it could be you're not Yotzer. Ravuna says you're not Yotzer, and Rabbi Yochanan says you are Yotzer. We passing like Rabbi Yochanan that if you say shahakol even on pas and yayin you are yotza. So now coming back to the Magen Avraham says that if you make a boyer priha eitz on yayin you're not yotza. Frakta b'kiva eger on the Magen Avraham b'kiva eger on Shulchan Aruch t'mihani alze. So in b'kiva eger's question we're going to see the b'kiva eger he has two ways to understand what the pshat in the Magen Avraham's halacha would be. And Both of them he takes issue with. T'mihani al zeh, d'ha Hashem pri olav, d'ha mevarchim boirei pri hagefen. V'im kein, memele shaper mevarch boirei pri olav. So what's the Kiva Ege's question? The Kiva Ege's question is, that it's Shem pri olav, meaning, you still make a boirei pri hagefen. Meaning to say, that even though Chazal told you to make a special, exclusive bracha on Yayin, but Chazal didn't tell you to make a bracha on the wine. The matbeya, the nusach that Chazal instituted as a special bracha for Yayin is still talking about the grapes. Pri hagefen means the fruit of a vine. The fruit of a vine is the grapes. So Bayer Priya 8 would mean the fruit of all trees, and Chazal said, specify, not the wine, the grapes. So the Kivayega says, this is, I'm going to finish the Nuscha of Kivayega in a second, but this is one thing, one way one could have understood why one wouldn't be Yotza with the Bayer Priya 8 on Yayin, is because if Chazal would have instituted that don't make a bracha on the fruit, don't make a bracha on the grapes, instead of saying Bayer Priya 8, Chazal would have made a nusach a bracha, a matbeah of a bracha that talks about the Yayin, then Rabbi Kiva Ege would have understood that even though the Mishnah is Mabur, that before Chazal made an exclusive bracha, you could have made a Bayer Priya 8, but now that Chazal said make a bracha on the wine, Rabbi Kiva Ege could have understood that if you make a Bayer Priya 8, you're not Yotza. Because Chazal didn't want you to talk about the grapes. Chazal wanted to talk about the wine. Rabbi Kiva Ege says that's not the case. Chazal said talk about the grapes, just talk about the grapes exclusively. Say, instead of saying Bayer Priya 8, which refers to all fruit that grow on trees, talk about the fruit that grow on a vine, grapes. A dogma to what Rabbi Kiva Ege is bavarning over here in his question is the Ritva says, what would be the halacha if someone makes a Bayer Priya Hadama on Pas? So we saw in the Mishnah also that really Bayer Priya Hadama is technically the appropriate bracha for Pas, except that over there Chazal made an exclusive bracha for Pas, like Yayin. But by Pas, Chazal Taka said that the exclusive bracha you should make doesn't talk about the Priha Adama, meaning the grain, the chita. The exclusive bracha actually talks about the lechem. Hamoitzi lechem in ha'aretz. So the Tva says, because the Chazal's bracha, the Chazal Masakin was hamoitzi lechem in ha'aretz, as opposed to talking about the peiris that grew from the ground, the chita, so the Ritva says, if you make a Bayer Priya Hadama on Pas, you're not Yotza. But Rabbi Kiva Ege says that over here by Yayin, that's not the case. By Yayin, Chazal didn't tell you to make an exclusive bracha on the Yayin. Chazal said, just specify the fruit, Bayer Priya Gefen. That's the exclusive bracha is still talking about the fruit. What? It's exclusive, but it's talking about the grape. It's talking about the grape. What? It's talking about the grape. Priya Gefen is grapes. That's what Priya Gefen is, grapes. What? Yeah, but like you say Priya 8, you say Priya Gefen, but you're still referring to the grapes. It's not like Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, where we talk about the Lechem as opposed to the Chita.
Mezoinus on grape,
by mistake?
On? Mezoinus is nearer to...
Mezoinus, you could be on anything, actually. That's a halacha. It's like Shehakal. Okay, but anyway, so that's what Kiva Ege says. T'mihani al zeh, I'll read it again. D'ha Shem Pri alav. It still has the Shem Pri. The Yain still has the Shem Pri. D'ha mevarchim Pri agefen. The bracha is Pri agefen. V'im kein shap, memelo shap mevarch Pri o'eitz. Ela says, b'kiva Ege d'loi birr eze eitz. The only problem is, you didn't specify which eitz. Says, b'kiva Ege v'im kein loi gara me'im birrach shahakol d'yotza. So Rabbi Kiva Ege Bavaran, that maybe will say that you need to specify the wine as opposed to the fruit. Rabbi Kiva Ege says that's not the case. So therefore, how could it be worse now than Shehakol? If, meaning say now Rabbi Kiva Ege is Bavaraning another explanation that you could have understood the halacha of the Magen Avraham. Then maybe you could have said that it's true that Chazal said, didn't say make a bracha on the Yayin, they said Pri Agafen. But maybe Chazal, when they were Masakin, that Yayin is an exception to Bayer Priya 8, and you have to say Bayer Priya Gefen, maybe in that takana was that if you make a bracha which isn't exclusive, you're not Yotza. Rabbi Kiva Ege says that's not true. Don't tell me that if you make a bracha which isn't exclusive, you're not Yotza. Because with Shehakol, you are Yotza. Maybe according to Rav Huna, this making an exclusive bracha is ma'akiv. But halacha, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, making an exclusive bracha is not ma'akiv. And Chazal didn't tell you, don't talk about the fruit, talk about the wine. So how do you understand this halacha of the Magen Avraham? That's what B'Kiva Eger's question over here. B'Kiva Eger also asked this question, as I said, on Tosfos, on Daf Yud Beis, in Gilin Hashas. So in order to try and answer B'Kiva Eger's question, I want to just go through a small piece of Gemara over here on the Mishnah we just read out. The Mishnah tells us that when you make a Boirei Pri Ho'adama on fruit, you're Yoytza. So the Gemara actually tells us that this halacha is Toilo in a Machloikis Tanon. The Mishnah says, the Gemara says like this, Man tano de ikka ilon aruhu. Meaning to say, the Gemara understands that this halacha, that if you make a boiri pri hadama on yayin, your yoytzo, if you make a boiri pri hadama on fruit, your yoytzo, the Gemara understands that the yisoid is because ikka ilon aruhu, which means that the main source of growth of the tree really comes from the ground. And therefore, if you say boiri pri hadama, you're calling your apple, your tree that grew in a fruit, you're calling it a fruit of the ground, it's appropriate, because ikke ilan arahu, the main source of growth is from the ground. So who is this Tano? So Gemara brings a machloikis Tanoim in Bikurin. Amar Nachum v'Yitzchok, Rabbi Yehudahi, the Tanan, Yoveh Shamayim v'Nikza atza ilan, maybe ve'enoi koir, Rabbi Yehudahi, maybe ve'koir. What's the machloikis? In Bikurim, we know that you bring Bikurim, and there's a Kriya of Bikurim, the beginning of Kisavo, the parasha of the Kriyas Bikurim. And in the Kriya Bikurim, you say, Hine Heveisias Rishis Priya Adama. You bring me the fruit, and you say, here, I brought my Priya Adama. And the Yesod of this Mishnah is that in order to say, Hine Heveisias Rishis Priya Adama, we need that this Adama, where the fruit grew from, is still in existence. Otherwise, you can't say, Hine Heveisias Rishis Priya Adama. So if it's Niktzat Ha'ilon, if the tree that I grew on is no longer here, say the Tanakama. This fruit grew on a tree. The tree's not here anymore. How could you say Hini Heveses Rishis Pri Adama? But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Maybe Vekoiru. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold maybe Vekoiru? Because Rabbi Yehuda says even if the tree is no longer here, but the ground is here. So in Rabbi Yehuda we see this Yesoid Ike Ilon Aruhu. The ground is still here, and even though this fruit grew on a tree, but as long as the ground is here, you could say Hini Heveses Rishis Pri Adama.
When the tree grew, it was attached to the ground.
Right.
Come into what happened afterwards.
Because according to the Chachamim, they understand that the ikker growth of the fruit isn't from the ground. We don't really look at the ground. It's from the tree. Of course, the tree grew from the ground, but where did the fruit grow from? The fruit grew from the tree. And if the tree isn't here, when you say, Hine Eveses Reshes Pri Adama, you're referring to the ikker thing that was Megadol this pri, that grew this pri, and that's no longer here. So it seems to be a striking question in the Gemara. That how could you say that this din, that if you make a pri adama on a tree that grew in a fruit, is talking this machloikis? Why don't we say that lekula al miyoytza? Because the pasuk says hine heves yesureishis pri adama, and the pasuk is referring to tree fruit that grew on trees, and it calls them pri adama. So why do I care if the reason why the pasuk is calling it pri adama, according to the chachamim, is because we're calling the tree, as it were, the Adama. And when the tree is not here, you can't say Hine Eveses Rishis Pri Adama. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're calling the ground is the Adama, which is the normal type of Adama. The ground is called Adama. I mean, the Svar could have been Fakert, according to the Chachamim, that the Torah called Hine Eveses Rishis Pri Adama, and it's talking about Dafka, the tree, according to the Chachamim. And if Niktzat Se'ilon, the tree is not here, you can't say Hine Eveses Rishis Pri Adama. So then according to Chachamim, we see that fruit that grow on trees are called Pri Adama. This question is, the Rashash on the Gemara asks this question, there's a shtickle of Hafla over here, Al-Shas, and upon the ears of Al-Tayro, they both grapple with this question. Why is this din that you make a Pri Adama on fruit tali in this machlokes? We should just say, I found the Pasuk, and the Pasuk says, Hini Evesis Rishis Pri Adama. The Pasuk is talking about Shivas Aminim, Rima, and Te'eno, things that grew on trees, and they're called Pri Adama. So I should say, if you make a boyer pri adama, you yoytza. So I think that the pshat in the Gemara is, and maybe this is the kavan of the Rashash also, that when Chazal made brachas, they made various different brachas, and every bracha, Chazal were kaveya, a matbeya of the bracha, a nusach of the bracha. Chazal said, this is how you have to make this bracha. There were different brachas. There's a bracha of Chazal wanted to make a special bracha from fruit that grew from the ground, and they said, say, Boyer Pri Adama. a special bracha for fruit that grow on the tree. They said, say, Beri Priya Eitz. There's a bracha of Shahakal, Mezoinis. Every bracha Chazal gave us a clear, they didn't just say make a specific bracha for things that grow on trees or things that grow on the ground. They told us exactly how to say it. They made a matbeya, a nusach. This is how you have to make the bracha. So, the way Chazal told us to make a bracha on fruit that grow on trees is, say, Boire Pri Ha'etz. That's how you should say it. Let's say someone comes and picks up an apple and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Boire Pri Ha'ilon. He's not Yotza. Very nice, he spoke about fruit that grow on trees, but that's not the matbeya that Chazal made. So if someone comes and says, Boire Pri Ha'adamo, and when he says, Boire Pri Ha'adamo, he means, when he says Adama, he doesn't mean ground like we mean Adama. He means trees. You know why? Because the pasuk in the parasha of Bikurim calls trees Adama. Because it says, Hinei Evesis Reishis Pri Adama. And the Chachamim say, if the tree is not here, you can't say Boreh Pri Adama. So you know what I mean? When I say Boreh Pri Adama, I mean trees. Very nice, wonderful. But Chazal said you should call trees eights. Saying Boreh Pri Adama and referring to the tree as Adama is exactly the same as saying Boreh Pri Ha'ilon. That's not how Chazal wanted you to talk about the tree. What is the Morat Ha'epita is in Birkas Hamazon. I'm not sure. So Masha'ekin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you say Boreh Pri Ha'adamo, you're not saying a Boreh Pri Ha'et in a different nosach. You're actually saying a Boreh Pri Ha'adamo. You're talking about, you're saying the bracha of things that grow from the ground. You're saying the bracha of vegetables on fruit. So now we have a different question. Could you use the bracha of Boreh Pri Ha'adamo, as we know it, not to talk about the tree, but to talk about the ground, and could that pater something that grew on a tree? If you hold Ikka Ilon Aruhu, if you hold that the main sustenance of the tree is really from the ground, so then you could be Yotze by saying Boreh Pri Ha'adamo. On the fruit that grow on the trees, because they are also connected to the ground. But according to the Chachamim, that Boreh Pri Ha'adamo, that fruit have no shaykhs to the ground, to use the nusach of Boreh Pri Ha'adamo to refer to the tree is pasha mishanem matbeah shetavu Chachamim. So getting back to Rabbi Kiva Eger's question, Kiva Eger begins his question that. Tmihani, the Hashem Pri Alav, it's still the Hashem Pri, the Mavarchem Pri Agafen, right? And we spoke out, it's different to Moitzi Lachem and Aretz, but Chazal told you to talk about the Lachem. So, Efshikem is Ogen, that Tosfos, who's the Makar for this Halacha, the Magan Avraham, that you know Yitzhu Bari Pri Eitz, understood that Hagufa. Because Chazal didn't tell you that you should make a special bracha on Yayin, they still wanted you to talk about the fruit. They said just, we want you to specify, instead of saying generally fruit that grew on trees, specify a fruit that grew on a geffen. So really, essentially, it's the same bracha as Boreh Pri Ha'etz, except the Chazal said, we're changing the nusach for grapes, and say it's specific to grapes. Over here, Chazal, it is really a Boreh Pri Ha'etz. It's not like talking about something else, like Boreh Pri Ha'adamo is one level, and Boreh Pri Ha'etz is a higher level of like, you know, the tree, and then there's Hamoitz Lachem and Aretz is a higher level. We know there's levels of Bira. Really, it's not like a different, it's really in the same category as Boreh Pri Ha'etz, except that's more specific. So really, Chazal changed the nusach of Boreh Pri Ha'etz for grapes. They said that when you make a Boreh Pri, when you come to make a bracha on the Pri of Geffen, instead of saying Boreh Pri Ha'etz, say Boreh Pri Ha'geffen. Chazal wanted us to talk about specifically the fruit that grew on the geffen. And they said, don't say Boreh Pri Ha'etz. Really, Boreh Pri Ha'etz also refers to fruit that grew on a vine. It refers to fruit that grew on any tree. So when you say Boreh Pri Ha'etz on Yayin, as it were, it's as if you're taking, Chazal wanted you to talk about the fruit of the geffen, and you're talking about the fruit of the geffen. You are saying that Hashem made fruit of geffen, also fruit of all trees, right? But instead of saying it the way Chazal wanted you to say it, you're saying a different nusach. You're saying Boreh Pri Ha'etz. Because Chazal didn't make an exclusive bracha to talk about the yayin, Chazal still kept the bracha of yayin talking about the fruit. Chazal, as it were, changed the nusach of Boreh Pri Ha'etz for grapes. And they said that for all fruit, the nusach of Boir Priya Eitz is Boir Priya Eitz. But for Yayin, there's a different nusach of how to talk about Priya Eitz. Talk about Priya Geffen. So if you make a Boir Priya Eitz, it's as if you were saying Boir Priya Ilon. Referring to Geffen as Eitz is like referring to Eitz as Ilon. You're referring to the Geffen not in the way Chazal wanted you to refer to it. You're still talking about the Geffen, but not in the way Chazal instituted. Chazal had a special matbea for Geffen. So because Chazal weren't accurate as that word from Boir Priya Eitz, like by Lechem and Aretz, and say talk about the Yayin, because Chazal still wanted to talk about the fruit, but they said talk about it differently, as if they were Mishana the matbea, the normal matbea of fruit, they said for Yayin is a different matbea. For Yayin it's Boir Priya Geffen. So Mamela says Tosfos, and as they pass in the Magen Avraham, if you would come and make a Boir Priya Eitz on Yayin, very nice to us. Boir Priya Eitz could have a mashmois of grapes also. But you're being mashanim matbeah shetavu hacham, because Chazal didn't want you to say Boir Priya Eitz. Chazal said, say Boir Priya Geffen. Don't talk about the fruit of a vine and call them Eitz. Call them Priya Geffen. Masha Enkein, just to bring out maybe a nafkemino, maybe we could say that, I said before, Ritva, who says that when you say a Boir Priya Adama on Lechem, you're not Yotzeh, because he says you have to talk about the Lachem. But there are some who are chelik on the Ritva. We could say that even Tosfos, who says that when you make a Boir Priya Eitz on Yayin, you're not Yotzeh, but maybe if you make a Boir Priya Adama on Pas, you will be Yotzeh. Because over there, you're not referring to the Pas, the way Chazal wants you to refer to Pas and calling the Pas Priya Adama. You're making a different bracha. Instead of saying Amotzi Lachem in Haaretz, you're saying Boir Priya Adama, which talks about the Chita. There are some shittas, before I said Ritva says you're not Yotzeh, there are some shittas, the Chai Adam says you are Yotzeh. And it could be that the Chai Adam stems with Tosfos. Even if you make a Boir Priya Eitz on Yayin, you're not Yotzeh, that's goofy because it's the same bracha, and Chazal wanted you to say, make a different matbea. Masha Enkein by Lacha, maybe you are Yotzeh. So Nafkemina Halacha L'maisa could be according to the Magen Avraham, is what would be the Halacha if you make a Boir Priya Adam on Yayin? The Magen Avraham says you make a Boir Priya Eitz on Yayin, you're not Yotzeh. But what would be if you make a Boir Priya Adam on Yayin? The way we're explaining this Magen Avraham, it's Pasha that you'll be Yotzeh. Because the only reason why you're not Yotzeh when you make a Boir Priya Eitz on Yayin is because you're talking about the Geffen, but you're not talking about it the way Chazal wanted you to talk about it. But if you say Boir Priya Adam and you're just talking about fruit of the ground, could grapes fall into the category of fruit of the ground? Yes. The same with other fruit, you could be Yotzeh Boir Priya Adam. So even the Magen Avraham who holds that with a Boir Priya Eitz, you're not Yotzeh on Yayin, perhaps we could say that if you make a Boir Priya Adama on Yayin, you are Yotzeh. And therefore maybe we could say a Chiddush Halacha, an Halacha that even that by Boir Priya Adama there'll be no Machlokes, and everyone will agree that if you make a Boir Priya Adama on Yayin, you are Yotzeh.
Right.